Rilam ben the Holgoy Bechur. Rashi brings that he changed umnosoy umnosam. His trade with our trade, his tools with our tools. Our tool, our most powerful tool that we have is our mouth. We can daven with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way Hashem saves us. Bilam left the umnus of the goyim, which is restored, and took the umnus of the mouth to use it to curse us. So, in the end, they also switched their umnus to deal with him. And Hogu Lefi Chorev, he was killed with a feret. He got back, he misused our koyach, so he got back his koyach. So upon him, we see from here the power of Klal Yisrael. The person has to know what are the tools that we have. The person's given a tool to cut diamonds and he doesn't realize that that's what it is, and he'll never use it. But if he knows what it is, he'll use it and cut beautiful diamonds. V'chehena. So the most important thing is to realize, number one, is that the most powerful tool that we have is our mouth, our koyach hadibur. Number two is, even if you have a wonderful machine, there's something pogum, it has missing pieces, or it's dented and damaged, and it can produce a product, it's not so good. There's a printing machine over here. The glass ink powder was leaking. So every piece of paper that was printed had a little bit of, or a lot of black powder all over it. The tweed itself is makukra, everything comes out of it is makukra. We use that to show Makor Hadiva to say the wrong things, then all the products that come out of it, even the good things, the tefillos and everything else, will also be pogum. So it's a good time to chazak Makor Hadiva for the right things. The tefillah, the Torah, nice and tovim, say good things. The nice things to say good morning to people. Impressive. People think, oh, how could it be for Southern? See something, good morning, evening, how are you doing? Make the person feel that he exists. It's a thing that's starting to be obliterated from the world. So it's good to keep it strong. Yeah. I know a guy said, I told him once, you know, if you see somebody new, why don't you greet him, give him shalom aleichem? He says, he's shy. So I said, well, you know, how would you feel if everybody was shy in respect to you? You know, it's not a test. Think about how much other person would benefit from it and say a nice word to him.